It's time for The Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. It's Thursday, June 23rd, 2022. On today's Columbia River ship schedule, we have 3 inbounders, 8 outbounders, and 3 vessels anchored in the river near Astoria. And today, as we're seeing the weather getting nice, I want to remind you of advice the Coast Guard gives us every year around this time, and that is that the air is warm, but the water is cold. This advice is especially important for people visiting our beaches and waterways who aren't familiar with them. We'll talk about that in just a minute. In our marine weather forecast, we have a small craft advisory in effect through late tonight. And today in the forecast, north winds 15 to 20 knots, gusting to 25, rising to 20 to 25 knots, gusting to 30 in the afternoon. Wind waves from the north, 5 feet high at 7 seconds apart, and west swells 2 feet at 11 seconds. Let's take a look at our Columbia River ship schedule for the day. We have the Himawari K. She came into the river past Astoria around 5:30 this morning, arriving from Japan. She's headed for Longview to pick up logs, and she'll be there at about 10 a.m. Next inbound is the Cider Bear. She's a bulk carrier arriving from Oakland, California. Headed for Portland, she's picking up scrap metal. She'll pass Astoria around 6:30 p.m. and be in Portland by about 12:30 a.m. on Friday. And the Matsonia, she's a container ship arriving from Tacoma, headed for Portland, but she's going to the shipyard at Swan Island, maybe for some maintenance or repairs. We'll see her pass Astoria around 10:30 p.m. and be in Portland by about 4:30 a.m. on Friday. And in our outbounders, we have the Main Soleil, headed out of Kalama carrying wheat. She left around 1 a.m. and probably passed Astoria outbound around 6 a.m. Next outbound is the PMS Edelweiss. She's leaving Portland carrying potash. Left about 3 a.m., probably past Astoria outbound around 9 a.m. The ATB Dublin C is leaving port westward at Klatskanai. With ethanol, she's leaving around 10 a.m., passing Astoria outbound around 12:30 p.m. The ATB Gulf Reliance is heading out of Portland around noontime. Refined petroleum there. She'll pass Astoria outbound around 6 p.m. The Europhila is leaving Longview with logs on board at about 2:30 p.m. She'll pass Astoria outbound around 6 p.m. And the ATB Sound Reliance is heading out of Portland with petroleum on board, leaving around 6:30 p.m. She could pass Astoria outbound a bit after midnight, early Friday morning. The Fortune Cookie is heading out of Kalama carrying corn, soy, or wheat, leaving around 11 p.m., passing Astoria outbound around 4 a.m. on Friday. And the Hafnia Katerina is leaving Portland carrying petroleum. She's leaving around 11:30 p.m., passing Astoria outbound around 5:30 a.m. on Friday. And if you'd like to see the rest of our Columbia River ship schedule for the day, you'll find it on my website at shipreport.net, along with a podcast of this program. So we're into a run of nice weather right now, and I know we're all really grateful for it. So nice to see the sun in the sky. We finally can really enjoy the outdoors. The weather will finally be what we expect of summer, warm temperatures and sunshine. Folks along the coast can expect temperatures to start getting warmer tomorrow and be in the 80s on the weekend. Inland, in places like Portland, we could see temperatures in the 90s. So as you are out and about on these warm days, the beach will be a really inviting option. So will the river if you're near there. So I want to ask you to keep in mind something the Coast Guard warns us about every year at this time, and that is this: that while the air heats up quickly and we'll be seeing the first real warmth of the season, the water remains cold. I looked up water temperatures around the region, and this is what I found. The water temperature at the Dalles, the Columbia River, off Astoria, right here where we are, and in the ocean off the mouth of the Columbia, the temperature remains a chilly 58 degrees Fahrenheit. That's quite a bit colder, probably, than the cold water coming out of your tap at home. I tested mine, and the coldest water there was 64 degrees Fahrenheit. I don't think any of us would like to take a cold shower, but jumping into the water locally right now would put you into water at least 6 degrees colder than that, and in parts of the river, the temperature is even colder. So be aware that while the air is hot, the water is cold. Other than being uncomfortable, cold water immersion, as it's called when you fall into the water over your head especially, is not just unpleasant, it's dangerous. One thing that can happen when you fall into cold water abruptly is that you can have an automatic gasp reflex in response to the shock of your body hitting the cold water, and it's not something you can control. If you gasp while your head is underwater, you can inhale water, and well, we know that's not good. This is how people drown. If you're near the water, and especially on a boat, you need to wear a life jacket. It's called a PFD, so that if you fall in, you can keep your head above water. Now, if you manage to get past the gasp reflex stage, and many people don't, at the temperatures we have here in our waters locally now, you can expect to survive for a few hours if you remain in the water. But that's not your only problem. In just a few minutes, you can start to experience loss of muscle coordination from the cold, which can make it impossible for you to swim and save yourself. Another reason to wear a PFD. If you stay in the water beyond a few minutes, you can expect hypothermia to start setting in, where your internal body temperature starts to drop, and that can happen after just 30 minutes. That is life-threatening. But the truth is that most victims don't make it that far, because they die in the earlier stages of this process. And even if you do get rescued, your problems are not over. Without immediate medical attention, you can experience rapid loss of blood pressure, lung damage from inhaled water, and heart issues from the chilling of your blood as your body temperature drops. So like I often say here on the Ship Report, I'm not trying to be a killjoy. These are the realities of water recreation here. It's not Southern California or Florida or even the East Coast. I grew up on the East Coast in coastal Long Island in New York. There were no violent rip currents, and the water was warm. By August, the Atlantic Ocean was like a bathtub, and I played safely in the waves all through my childhood and young adulthood. Even then, sometimes people got in trouble in the water. But it was relatively safe, and they had lifeguards on the beaches. Have you noticed? We don't really have lifeguards here, because the truth is, it would be too dangerous for them to go in the water to save you. When people get in trouble here in the water, we call the Coast Guard. Here, really, no one should be swimming in this water without a wetsuit. Go down to the cove in Seaside sometime and look at the people who surf here. They're all wearing insulated wetsuits, which keep them warm and also provide buoyancy. And these are folks who are great swimmers. So the point is that you have to know where you are and understand what you're up against here in the Pacific Northwest. It's not a tropical resort. It's a place that has a generally cold climate, that has a few days here and there of nice weather, which we all greatly appreciate. But don't mistake it for Hawaii, just because the weather is suddenly nice. If you understand where you are and the realities of it, then you can have a good time, because you understand what is possible and also what is not. You've been listening to The Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.